This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley. And the Gulls are 41-2, conference champions, playoff champs, and headed to the NCAA tournaments for the third straight year. Coach Haley, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, first up, Brian, you guys will be in action on Friday morning against Husson. Now, there's a team you have not played. I know the football team played them last year, but you haven't played them. And I guess give us a little preview on how you see this week's game on Friday, the opener in the NCAAs at Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah, we're excited for it. We do know Husson. We played them a few years back. They have a great coach, Chris Morris, and a really good team. They won their league and kind of breezed through their conference championship, so they got a good club. Last year, they beat Tufts in the regional held down at Mitchell, and then they took Wheaton College to 13 innings. So they're a very good team that we're excited to play, and that'll be Friday morning at 11 a.m.
All right, I'll follow up with that in a moment. And I want to talk about the tournament and how it works, and maybe it would be helpful if you told our listeners about the playoff experience you guys had last year in the NCAAs and how that all played out.
Yeah, so last year we went down to Bridgewater, Bridgewater State College, and had a battle in the first game, and they had an ace pitcher that shut us down, and we ended up losing that game right off the bat. So we kind of put ourselves in a tough spot in the loser's bracket, but we're pretty resilient and bounced back and beat Middlebury, who was the 2 seed. They had also lost their first-round game. So it was 1-2 in the third game of the tournament to knock someone out. We were fortunate to beat them, and then the next day got Bridgewater again. We were able to beat them and then played on the championship. It ended up being Monday because of rain. Typically it's Sunday, but we played Johnson and Wales, and we had to beat them twice, and we were fortunate to do that and advance to the Super Regional.
I watched that selection show, basically focused in on you guys, but I think I heard Middlebury and maybe Bridgewater are both back in the NCAAs again this year. At least Middlebury is, for sure.
Yeah, there's about, I think, 8 or 9 teams from New England. So all the conference champions, and then there's a few at-large bids. The at-large bids were Salve. Babson won their tournament. Colby was an at-large bid, and then Eastern Connecticut. So those are the three that didn't win their conference tournaments but got in, and then the other conference champions are also in. So there's a good representation from New England this year for sure.
Yeah, and I did notice that you guys beat Eastern and Connecticut twice this year in that matchup with you guys, right?
Yeah, we had 2 really good ball games. We got behind in the first one, and then we were able to have a big inning and kind of break it open and then finish that one up. And then the second one was a battle. It was 0-0 going into the eighth, and we got a few guys on, and then TJ Laponis hit an opposite field grand slam to give us 4, and we were able to beat them in that one too. So really good team, really beautiful venue. They have a nice stadium down there, so we're excited to head down and play again.
Oh, I know what the question is that I needed to ask you. Even though you're the number one seed and a number one ranked team in the country, not that the NCAA pays attention to that entirely, but you can't host because of a graduation, the commencement, right? Is that the deal?
Correct. So because we have commencement going on campus, which is a huge undertaking for a lot of people here, we didn't put in to host for the opening round. So hopefully we can work hard and win this regional. And like we have the last 2 years, we've been fortunate enough to host the Super Regional, which is on the table. After all the regional champions are crowned, then they compare. We'd be compared against the John Hopkins bracket. And if we were according to the NCAA, the better of the two teams, we'd be able to host a Super Regional. So obviously we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but that's the carrot on the table that we're trying to work towards. So.
No, and I get it, and I appreciate that, and I know our listeners do too, to try to understand this a little bit better. Here's my last question on that, on the whole arrangement here. After this weekend's games, how many teams are left in the NCAA D3 baseball tournament?
So it starts with 60, and there are, I believe, I might do the math wrong, but I believe there are 14 four-team regionals, and then in addition to that, you have two-team regionals where they play a best 5 series. So you start with 60, and then from there you get down to 16. So the 16 regional winners will then break off and pair up into 8 different super regionals, and those will be hosted by colleges. Like I said, whichever team is deemed to be the better team, they get to host. And then those eight super regional sites, the winner of that will advance to the World Series, which this year is in East Lake, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland, which was a change from last year, which was in Iowa, Cedar Rapids. So that's kind of the structure of the tournament.
Perfect. All right. Good information, Coach. Finally, well, not finally, but let me have you, can you give us a little overview or summary of how the team played in your Commonwealth Conference playoffs, just recently completed your third straight conference championship in that regard? And, I guess, is there anything different, or was it just kind of more of the same of what the team has been doing all year?
Yeah, it was a really, really good tournament. I thought our guys played very well. And it's baseball, so you have all different types of games. In the first game, we jumped on Western New England in the middle innings, and then they jumped right back and put up a five spot on us and took the lead 5-4 in the middle. So they kind of punched us right in the mouth. And then from there, we were able late in that game to put up another big inning and separate ourselves and win that one. So that was a real dogfight kind of through and through until we finally got that big inning late. The second game was another really close game. We ended up beating Roger Williams, who's another really good team, 4-1. And that was kind of a pitcher's duel. And we were able to put up a few runs and then close it out there. And then the championship, at that point, Western New England had done an amazing job working through the loser's bracket and, like, really swinging the bats well. And they scored double digits, I think, almost every game they played. And at that point, their pitching was pretty depleted. And we were fortunate to be on our number three pitcher, who's a stud for us, Nick Cannata. And Nick pitched a complete game, and we swung the bats well, highlighted by Brendan O'Neill, who had two home runs and almost had a third. He got one pulled back, robbed. And then Brendan Walsh hit a home run early in that game, our seven-hitter freshman, to kind of get us going. So it was an exciting game. The championship, we were able to put up a big number and beat him 9-1. But it was a really good tournament. Our guys, proud of the way they played. They played really hard and played well.
What more can you share with us on your pitching staff? And as you look at your pitching staff off of the last weekend action and looking ahead to this week in the NCAAs?
Yeah, I mean, we're really blessed to have some really good pitchers who work really hard at their development. So I think this is the first year ever we've had all three of our top three starters, and it's arguable we have a fourth. So our top three were all first team all conference, and then I could only nominate three, so I nominated our fourth, who's also very good. He's a freshman, for the Rookie of the Year award, and he actually won that. So our all top four starters were all recognized at the highest end of our conference recognition. So I was really certainly proud of that and proud of what they've accomplished. And then Kyan Bagshaw and Evan Scully, two of our better relievers, were also recognized. And then Will Fox was recognized as well, and he was the actual Scholar Athlete of the Year. He's a great student as well, close to a 4.0 GPA and a really good pitcher as well. So we have a lot of depth, and we have a lot of guys that work really hard to get better, so I'm really proud of them.
The other thing, we do have those postseason awards up on this post, so when people hear the interview, they can also scroll down and look at those postseason honors for you guys. Anything else stand out in those honors? And by the way, congrats, Coach of the Year, Haley.
No, I appreciate it. And that should probably be Coaching Staff of the Year. I don't know. They should make that change because it's a group effort. Alex Loparco, Steve Busby, Pat Tevenin have been with me the whole way, and you know, it doesn't just happen with one person. It's a collective effort, so I give my hat to them for all the effort they're putting in. I was happy. I think the Team Sportsmanship Award is something I'm really proud of. I think it's pretty rare that a team that wins the league actually earns that award. I just think that's a testament to the energy the guys play with and the respect they give their opponents. We certainly bring a lot of energy, and we are loud at times, but always towards ourselves in a positive way. And I do believe that the other coaches who vote for all these awards took recognition of that. And I'm proud of that as well. So that was probably the one piece, in addition to all the accolades for our players, that I was most proud of, because you know, we play the game a certain way and respect our opponents. And that's really important to me.
The other thing too, Coach, it's no secret you're looking for a national championship this year, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year getting to the World Series and not being able to play at the highest level, we didn't play well out there. So I think there's certainly an unfinished business meter that's off the charts right now. And we know it's a long way before we're there. And we have to play each game, you know, one inning at a time, one pitch at a time to get there and play well. And, you know, things have to break your way and we have to, you know, take care of business. But, yeah, I think ultimately our goal is to have that fourth dog pile. You want a dog pile for the conference title, the regional title, the super regional title, and then ultimately the national championship. So that's kind of what we're hunting down, is each dog pile one at a time.
All right, finally, Coach, we're talking here on Wednesday morning. The game, your first NCAA game is Friday morning at 11. So tell us your schedule between now and Friday's first pitch at 11.
Yeah, so we practice and we lift. So we pretty much lift every day and practice every day. We had our off day on Sunday. We were able to win the conference championship Saturday, so take a nice day off on Sunday, enjoy Mother's Day, which I think we all did. And then from there, we lift in the morning, we get our lunch, and then we practice in the afternoon, and the guys have the evenings to get their dinner and unwind and hang out with each other. And it's pretty empty here on campus. I think before the seniors will come back for senior week, we're the only group here, so they get to spend some bonding time together and then kind of do that. Again, it's like Groundhog Day, the movie. You kind of do the same thing over and over, but it's all positive and it's all hard work. So we're just keep working hard until we leave on 1 o'clock on Thursday. We'll take the bus down to Eastern and practice down there in the afternoon.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, congrats to you, the coaching staff, of course, all your players, for what you guys have been able to accomplish. And we'll be following you, and good luck on Friday in game one.
Thanks so much, Bill, and thanks for doing what you're doing, spreading the word. I appreciate it.
We got it. All right, thanks, Coach. Brian Haley with us, men's baseball coach at Endicott College here on MSO, newsports.com.